Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 2nd of November. Whew, that was October. I don't know why, but Joe Comente is here and he's still wearing his Halloween mask. Why? We'll have to ask him. Phone lines here, 605.
It's all year long.
Okay. 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, like I said, the 2nd, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy National Color the World Orange Day. Oh, that's my favorite color.
Oh, do you realize how cool that is?
Yeah,
color the world orange because what do they call Trump? The orange man.
Oh, isn't that funny? Well, that's my favorite color.
I had not even thought of that politically.
No, but you know, and you think about it, that's kind of cute.
Several shades of orange, by the way.
Several shades of orange. Okay, well, thank you. We'll get more days during the week.
Yeah.
Anyway, Linda, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So happy to be here on this Monday morning pre-election day. Today will be sunny with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, 46, with that beautiful, clear, those beautiful clear skies. Yes, we just witnessed the blue moon, the second moon of November, and that was intriguing to have a full moon on Halloween on the last day of October. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high of 80 and overnight lows of 48. Wednesday calls for 79, mostly clear with 51 on Wednesday night. Thursday, mostly sunny, 82. Now, according to the National Weather Service, it looks like we may have some showers on Thursday night. Thank God we brought in the pads. We started to winterize. And Friday, chances showers at the high of 60. I mean, overnight, high of 60. Wow. Yeah, that's a big change there.
No, it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. And today we have to turn off the water.
Yeah, so. Okay. So weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, can I take a moment and just do some thank yous and some shout-outs?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody, once again. And I just wanted to talk about Our producer is an author, and she had a launch.
Very good author.
Yes, had a launch, and she's got four books out, which you can get on Amazon, as well as in the Enjoy store. And she is going by Lee Essies, and she has a series of three of the same topic. Well, you know what I mean, like a series of three. And the fourth one coming out, I believe, and then another one. So we're in the process of reading those, and congratulations on your launch.
Thank you very much.
I'm into the action side of it and the good dialogue. And
which is most of my writing style.
That is your act. And she comes in. You know what? I'm kind of honored because she researches everything. She says, hey, this type of gun. Or would you do this?
Can you imagine? It's wonderful.
And I went, I would never do that. However, it sounds exciting.
Well, is it physically possible to...
No, that's one of them. Is it physically possible to do these things? And,
I have studied a lot of the martial combat, so the hand-to-hand combat. I have not spent as much time in a lot of the range combat, specifically the gun stuff. So having a gun nut next door is great and super helpful.
No, I don't use that word nut. Just say someone that enjoys the fruits of the Second Amendment of the Constitution. Yeah, a gun enthusiast.
And speaking of somebody else who was really, it just gave me great joy in meeting many of you. I know that when I was on the air last week, I talked about my lost keys at my parents' house. Well, you know, you can't get anywhere if you've got a current car. I have a 2017 Nissan, and I lost my keys at their house. We went through the garbage. We turned the house upside down. Could not find them. So I had Carl's fob, my fob. You know, and once you realize what it costs to replace a fob.
Oh, $350 plus.
I wanted to do a shout out because Mimi Mosley then texted us right away, Facebooked us right away with Alonzo's remote and keys. And we called him and he came out in a mobile van. This guy is so wonderful. Was born and raised in Manhattan Beach, or Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach.
Has been living in Reading for the last 5 years. This guy overnighted a remote, came to my house, did the remote in 20 minutes, changed my battery of the other remote, and
cut a key.
Just was just a great. So if you ever need somebody to do your key, that's his specialty, by the way, is our keys. Remotes and keys.
And I'm getting him to come back and do my key.
His name is Raul Alonzo, and you can just go to Alonzo Remotes and Keys. He's got a great online. You can look it up. You can see. I just can't say enough about what that experience was, and it just gave me faith in somebody who was 24 and totally in charge of his life. And married, lives down the street, just right on top of it. And he's been doing this since he was 12 years old. Just love it.
Okay,
he's a worker.
Here's my shout out is to Advanced Automotive.
Yes.
Advanced Automotive, who took my truck as I was driving down the road and all the gauges went and I managed to get it to Advanced Automotive.
Your 2006 150.
Right. Yep. Well, okay. I'm going to just say that because they took it, they call me back because they said, yeah, this, you know, who knows, this could be an alternator. Calls me back in an hour or so and says, well, in reality, it's the funniest thing, but the one of the wires that coming from your battery was not attached, which means that the charge couldn't go into the alternator. So, and I went, really? And I said, gee. And then, because I didn't want to say out loud that I was cleaning the battery terminals, and when I put them back on, I left a wire off. I didn't want to say that, because in all my years, I've never done that, but it was kind of like, you know, I'm doing this, and I'm talking on the phone, and I'm doing these things. Left the wire off, burn out my battery. So anyway, they took care of everything. Plus, I said, you know, my windshield wipers haven't worked in like a year. And they go
to have windshield wipers in.
Yeah, very good. Yes.
And so they overnighted one in.
Put his head out the window and say,
I would just throw water
wussies,
on the windshield.
Only wussies need. That's my husband. Only wussies need windshield wipers. Get over it.
Until Linda was driving one day, and then she comes back, and she stood on my chest. I've never seen anybody stand on my chest while I'm standing vertical, but she was in there on my chest going.
Driving down 5 with the windshields not working is not a good thing.
And I thought, well, you know, you've got no sense of humor, and two, that's my truck. You know, that's my truck. Anyway, Advanced Automotive did it all, took care of me, got the new battery, got everything working right. So there's my shout out to Advanced Automotive.
And one more shout out.
And when you are cleaning the terminals of your battery, don't forget to look around for that extra wire. There's two wires that go onto that, obviously.
And we do want to do, Ashley, we want to play that theme song because we lost a hero, but he's going to James Bond heaven because he owns it. I mean, he created a space up there in them heavens, that sexy man. So I'm going to say it out loud because I think he was hot to the day he died. Sean Connery, Scottish actor. He gained recognition as the first actor to portray the fictional British secret agent James Bond. And so rest in peace, dear Sean.
Yeah, you know what? The only one that's gotten close to him is Daniel Craig, I think. Joe, do you have a shout-out for any business or anything like that? We're here with Joe Comente.
I am always highly supportive of Enjoy the Store. And as we go into the holiday season, they're a great group of people.
And they're
coming
on today.
They do some really great stuff.
Yeah, you're going to see them.
I personally love each and every one of them.
Yes.
So
they're great people.
They'll be on at 8 o'clock.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll go full on Joe. Hey, if you're having problems sleeping at night, do what we did. Get a Sleep Number bed. Our Sleep Number bed we've had for 5 or 6 years, I don't even remember now, is one that they approached us about wanting to advertise with us. And they said, we'll send you a bed. And I said, okay, but, you know, it's one thing to, you know, everybody has beds they say works. Well, when they sent it to us and put it together, which is what they do, and we slept on the bed that night, and could adjust the firmness on each side of the bed. Like my Sleep Number setting is 55, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is
55.
So it's the same, but a lot of times it's not. It's she says 55, but if I said it, I set hers at 45. So your Sleep Number setting last night was 45 because I had the remote. Anyway.
It's all right with me. It's still a good sleep.
It was a great night's sleep, and we get that every night. And it's so important, especially now, you know, with the daylight savings time, you know, your clock's kind of messed up anyway. Or the fact that there's COVID out there, and you want to get as much rest as you can, because rest and good night's sleep helps you fight off, helps you fight off illness. And right now, in honor of our veterans, they're having a special sale. Discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed for proven quality sleep. During the Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on a special edition smart bed, now $1,799, plus exclusive offers for military members. For a limited time only, at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com or Sleep Number stores in the Target Shopping Center right over by the vitamin shop, you're not going to go wrong. We really, really believe in this bed. 7:15 in the morning here on the 2nd of
November.
November.
Day before Election Day.
Yeah,
we're going to go out with our wonderful James Bond theme. And rest in peace, James Connery. Sean Connery.
Cypress Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Cypress Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, the 2nd of November, 7:20 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, been in the business here since 1967. One of those unsung heroes that we have in Reading of a business that's expanded all into the western states with the delivering of oil, gas, kerosene, jet fuel. And during the fires, they are out there on the fire line with our firefighters, making sure that they have the fuel they need to fight our fires. That's SST Oil, a great business, and a great in there, and it's an all-American employee-owned company. That's SST Oil. Linda and I are here with Joe Comente. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning,
Joe. The purple to the red, or the red to the purple to the red, has caused a lot of consternation.
The whole system's caused a lot of consternation.
Yeah, the whole thing has. And the thing, you had, 200 people at a special Thursday meeting?
With call-ins and emails, we had over 400.
Did that have any impetus? Did that help when you were talking to the state? That you had so many people that were interested in this?
Yes, it did. And we had quite a few people who wanted to go on doing what we were doing, and we had people who were against doing what we were doing. But there was a conversation, sometimes loudly, going on in the community, and we explained that to them. We said, we really need some resolution here. We really need you to understand that our system is, we're unique, like every county. There's 58 of us. We're a rural county. Our needs are going to be a little different. And that was always my frustration, is we would write letters and we'd never hear anything. And I just wanted us to have an opportunity to be able to talk to someone about what we were doing and what we felt we should be doing. Because for me, purple was a lockdown. I mean, that when you tell a business person they can't use their restaurant inside to generate revenue, that's a lockdown. And the World Health Organization has been very clear that lockdown should be as a last resort, that there is significant damage done psychologically, economically, emotionally when you do a lockdown.
You can understand you would do maybe a purple lockdown if you had every ICU bed and there was an overflow of hospitals. Then that warrants, I think, a purple.
Right. And that was the argument we were making, is that our system had been pressure tested. Because my concern was we put the system in place and we'd have 30 people, 40. But then all of a sudden we had 159, 167. And you really want to know, is the system going to be able to handle it? Well, the system handled it. The highest number we had was like 14. I think that's the highest we've had in the hospital is 14. We can handle several hundred. We've probably never had more than four or five in ICU. We can handle over 60.
And that was at the beginning of when this thing first broke back in March and April. Those large numbers.
Do we
have four in there other times?
Yeah, we have four in there right now. Friday, we had four in there. So it's it's a virus that has a dangerous and deadly element to it. But our argument was that the data didn't, because we were following the science. We weren't following the emotion. We were following the science. The data didn't justify us going into a lockdown. And that was really the approach that we took, that we had a system in place, that we were tracking what was going on. We were working aggressively to make sure we knew what the virus was doing the very best we could to protect our citizens, and that shutting our businesses at this point in time was not a smart move. It just – the data didn't warrant it. In the beginning, when Newsom first came out with this, he thought, 56% of the population was going to, 25 million people were going to be infected with this virus. As of last week, we were under 900,000. Now, that's great. And that could be because we put all these measures in place. I don't know. We'll never know that. But the reality is we're dealing with a much different virus now, a much different beast now than we were when we didn't know anything about it. And I think we have to manage from that. And that I know I speak for my entire board. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to manage from that now.
Well, you know, under the red, retail is open indoors at 50% capacity. Malls open indoors. Personal care services open indoors with modifications. Museums, zoo, and aquariums, 25%. Places of worship open indoors at 25% capacity or 100 people. Movie theaters, you know, you can go on and on and on and right. on. Under purple, everything is outdoors. Movies, theaters, outdoors. Places of worship, outdoors. Well, there's been a number of studies done that, you know, believe that the continued lockdown and the continued keeping of our kids at home in this distance learning, the loss of jobs, the loss, you know, that leads to homelessness or could, all these things, when you add them up, there's going to be a much worse disaster than the COVID. And I'm speaking for Carl now, but 7 million people have tested positive because we've got very efficient testing. Of that, there's been 220,000, 226,000 have died, which is terrible. But when you look at the numbers, we are causing a great deal, in my opinion, and in other people's opinions, that we're causing a lot of problems that we're going to be dealing with for years. And it's not COVID. Is the state even taking that into account?
Part of the conversation that we had with the state and why we wanted to open a dialogue with the state was to make that very clear, at least from a Shasta County perspective.
Yeah.
That they needed to hear what I'm sure they know, but they're trying to deal with a huge animal and trying to create a one size fits all, my editorial, my opinion. But that's really where they need the input from the counties, and that's why we lobbied as hard as we did to get an audience before Dr. Golly, which we've now had several meetings with him, to talk to him about here are the unique issues that we are facing. And yes, Carl, I agree with you. The long-term ramifications from the lockdown, and the World Health Organization agrees as well, can be significant, which is why it is so imperative that we stay out of purple, because purple is a lockdown.
Well, we were in orange for a long time.
Correct.
And we had this outbreak at Bethel, let's just say it. It was 300 people. And then, of course, the two assisted care facilities.
Right.
Those are isolated. You can isolate them except for the workers, who are the ones that seems like brought it in, of course.
Yes.
And Bethel's cases, have they dropped?
Yes.
They've dropped dramatically down to what? Did any of them ever even go into the hospital?
I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, they won't tell us.
Yeah, but not to my knowledge. The challenge we have now is that the virus is getting more widespread. As of Friday, our infection rate was over 16, which it needs to be under 7. So here's the challenge that you have.
When you say the infection rate, that's the number of people?
The speed at which the infection is increasing is how the state defines it, and there's a lot of different criteria that they
put
on it.
It seems to me it's not how many people have got it, but how many people end up in the hospital.
I absolutely agree with you, and the argument is that there's lagging indicators and leading indicators, and the leading indicators are positivity rates and infection rates, and the lagging indicators are hospitalizations and deaths. So it's for us, as a board, it's managing that process with the state, that we have to get them to understand that we are managing our system quite well, and we are managing our system quite well, and that they have to recognize that, and they have to give us the latitude to continue to do what we're doing to protect this community and not arbitrarily put us into, like, purple. Purple is my biggest fear. The rest of the tiers, you know, we can manage through that. But purple is my biggest fear. And we are teetering on going back in purple again. We are lobbying pretty heavily not to do that because of the hospitalizations, even though they're up. They were 14 over the weekend. I'm sorry, they were 12 over the weekend. As of Friday, I don't know what they are.
So 12, that's, you mean 12 in the hospital?
In the hospital.
So should that be, from what I'm hearing now, so for our listeners, do you think that should be our indicator? How many people are actually in the hospital on a ventilator or in the hospital in ICU with COVID.
Yeah, that's for me, that's always been.
Okay.
And I've
yeah.
had this conversation openly in an open
yes.
forum. That's really...
That's the bottom line.
Every death is tragic.
Yes.
And my son had a friend whose dad passed away. It's tragic.
Yes.
But to me, that's what we need to be looking at. We
right.
need to see that our hospitals are in a position to be able to handle this if and when we have a spike. And we are. We also have funds set aside if we need to do an alternative care site. So we have done everything we're supposed to do to deal with a virus that, quite frankly, is unique. We have no natural immunity to it. There is no vaccine. It would be virtually impossible in my mind to prevent it from spreading. Our job has to really be to manage that spread as best we can to protect the most vulnerable in our community, to engage everybody in the fact that we all have to do this together. Unfortunately, this particular virus has been politicized like nothing I've ever seen in my time on this earth. So it's become extremely divisive, and we cannot allow that to continue to happen. Regardless of what happens tomorrow, we cannot allow that to continue to divide our community, because that's not the community we are. When you look at what we did during Car Fire, that's not who we are. We may disagree, but when it's time to come together, we come together.
Well, you know, and we got to take a break here. And I firmly agree, I firmly believe that, you know, when the Zog Fire hit, you know, the community came together.
Correct.
You know, and that, yeah, we'll poke each other in the eye, but we can get beyond these things. But even the red, you know, businesses, oh, gosh, you know, I'm in the red. No business wants to be in the red, but red's better than purple. But it's still only 50%. And what is it, just strictly that number, when that number comes down of people that are being infected? I mean, it seems to me that the ones being infected should not be the, I know, I'm preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Should not be the reason we shut down. The numbers infected should be the ones that, if we have 50 people infected and nobody goes to the hospital.
Correct. That's the process we have to manage.
Right.
And we can talk about that.
We're going to have to take a break.
We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, who is, when this thing first broke, they had the first cases there. And as the doctor in charge up there said to me, he says, the people that died all had underlying conditions, but they would have been alive if it hadn't been for COVID. And we can't forget that. But it's also one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's the top rate. It's one of the top rated hospitals by the Medicare and Medicaid services when it comes to heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure. I can go on and on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning, 54 degrees out there.
Young and your heart was an open book. Used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basinko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $50,000 holiday cash swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Wednesdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
More drawings, more winners, more fun.
All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
25 grand, 25 winners November 25th and December 30th. What would you do with all that cash?
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. WindRiver.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. We're here with Joe Clemente, who's a supervisor from District 1. And we're talking, of course, about COVID. There was something. Tucker Carlson, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, or I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. Tucker Carlson mentioned three places off the top of his head that Antifa and BLM and will not riot. Waco, Texas, West Coast of Florida, and Redding, California. I don't know if you saw that. I saw it yesterday on Facebook. Yeah, Redding, California. That's strange. Well, we won't riot because we're cool people out here. We don't riot out here.
No, you're right. We work together. We work together when things go south.
Even when we had have our protests, they end up walking down the street together and singing the national anthem. And then, I mean, Redding should be used as a primer on how to have, if you're going to protest and you're going to get people excited, that's the way to do it.
No, I agree. And I think our law enforcement did, because I always do a shout out to law enforcement, did an outstanding job through all of that in managing that process very well.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we wanted to reiterate is what takes us to the next one. Is that correct?
We have to lower our infection rate. We have to get down to about 7. We have to keep our positivity rate below 5. What we really have to do, here's my opinion of this. We really have to exercise common sense. We are dealing with an infectious disease that will impact people, different people in different ways. But it is certainly deadly. We know that. To what extent is to be debated, depending on the group, depending on the viral load that that's delivered to you. But I really believe that if we just exercise common sense and do what we would normally do to protect ourselves, to protect our families, and to protect our businesses, we're going to get through this. And that's one of the things that the World Health Organization says, is we have to learn to coexist with COVID-19. Because once we get through COVID-19, COVID 2021 will show up.
Exactly.
That's the way this is going to work, and we We can't divide. We can disagree, but we really can't divide on this. We have to work together to support our businesses, to support our kids, to support our
community. And we're in a new understanding of how to do that, and we haven't gotten there. So you have to kind of like, it seems like you have to break before you can make. And we sat down with two doctors way back when, before we were at the dinner, right when it was breaking, the kids were coming home from college, their kids were coming home from college, and they said, look, this thing's going to mutate. That's just the way it goes. So scientists, things are going to mutate, so you're going to get a shot that's going to work for this one, just like our flu shots.
Correct.
How many flu shots do we have every year? It's a different kind of flu shot every year.
And yet we still get flu, and we still have people die from the flu.
Correct.
I think what they're, you know, with, and then now, but when we talk about divisiveness, you've got people saying, well, I'm not going to, you have the governor of the state of California that says, I'm not going to trust the vaccine from the Trump administration. Excuse me? Now, that to me was one of the most ludicrous comments this man has made in a whole litany of ridiculous comments of this man has said. But that's got to be one of the biggies right there. I'm not going to trust it because it comes from the Trump administration. No, it comes from three different companies that are working around the clock to put this out there.
Now, it just speaks so loudly to where we are right now.
Yeah.
And that should make every American stop and pause and say, wait a second.
Yeah.
We're talking about we're not going to accept a vaccine, or we're not going to accept a treatment because of the political banner under which it was created. I mean, that's absurd to me. But that's where we are, and there's an audience for that, obviously. And that's, again, where all of us as individuals have to come back to common sense. Just think through what's going on in our world right now and how we're going to manage this process for ourselves and our families and our businesses.
Well, it's hard to find the words.
I copy that.
I mean, he does things that are just capricious. And without, I don't know if he's smoking something, but what is when he shut down everything that one day, when he shut everything down and just destroyed businesses, just it seemed like on a whim, on Newsom's at noon when he shut down everything the way he did
back in July.
I remember it very well. Oh my God. Okay. So where's the bright light here?
I really believe that. Again, if we really focus on just managing the spread, if we can all get off the politics and get on the purpose that we have here, and that is to protect our community in every way we can. We hear a lot about we should just open up Shasta County. If the Board of Supervisors open up Shasta County, it has no value to the businesses because it doesn't mitigate, it doesn't eliminate what the state can do to these businesses. And that's my concern. We can say whatever we want, but if you run a bar and ABC walks in, we don't provide you with any immunity. So to me, it comes back to how do we best manage an unmanageable situation? How do we end the divisiveness and just figure out, what do I need to do? Does that mean I wash my hands? Does that mean I socially distance? Does that mean I wear a mask? And if I wear a mask, understand I'm wearing a mask to protect you, not to protect me. And my ask of you is respect my reasons for wearing a mask. If you don't wear a mask, I will respect your reasons for not wearing a mask. But the most important thing is we have to understand that there is a virus out there that can be transferred from one human being to another, and let's exercise caution to prevent that from happening. That's, to me, what we need to do. We can go against the governor, and it makes good theater, but it doesn't help the businesses because OSHA can come up here, ABC can come up here, and they can do whatever they want. We don't have any control over that. So the key is...
And they have.
And they have done that. And the key is for us to work together. Just work together, exercise. I can't say this enough. Exercise common sense. If you have a cold, stay home. If you have to cough or sneeze, what do? You cover your mouth. You sanitize your hands. Just let's do that. Let's just do that. And again, if you want to wear a mask to protect someone else, do so. If you don't want to wear a mask, we'll respect that. Try to maintain distance. World Health Organization says 3 feet. CDC says 6 feet, somewhere between 3 and 6 feet. Just let's give people space, and let's work our way through this.
But we've been – it's now – Yes. Well, it's now November.
Yes, it is.
It's and now if you listen to the conventional wisdom, people are going to be inside. So it's going to be inside. There's going to be more people. The governor said you can't have more than, I don't know how many family members. In New Mexico, and I just must say this, as bad as we think this is, my daughter called in, a nurse from New Mexico, and laid out what their rules are down there. We're not even close to what they have. They still haven't opened up movie theaters. If you get caught not wearing a mask, you get a ticket.
Correct.
I mean, this is how far it can go to that direction, and this is a blue state. As much as I always thought it was a red state, but it's now a blue state, and the people don't like it, but they're living with it. The schools aren't open.
Right.
There's no schools open. My grandson has not been back to school since last April.
Yeah.
I mean, so as bad as we have it here, you've got to think, okay, we're trying to get through this. Our schools are open. We need to get the numbers down, even though that in my heart, I don't believe people becoming infected with this is a reason to shut everything down. It just means, okay, that people have caught it, but they're, you know, they quarantine for 2 weeks and they're out again.
Right. Right. And that's why it's really important. And I say this over and over again, because Mark Twain said sometimes common sense is very uncommon, that we just exercise common sense. Please just exercise common sense. We meaning the board, will work with the state. That's our job. Our job is to work within the system to maximize the benefit for Shasta County. That's what we'll continue to do. And thankfully now we have access to Dr. Golly, so that he'll actually talk to us and hear what we have to say. Let us handle that. You please just, if you're sick, stay home. Exercise common sense. Use best practices. I mean, I was in a restaurant yesterday, and they did an incredibly good job of cleaning up when people were done.
Yes.
Hand sanitizers on all the tables, telling people, please be cognizant of the fact that there is a virus alive in our community.
Yes.
You know, we want you to enjoy our business, and we all did.
Yeah.
And I'm in my late 60s. I'm at risk. I'm in that category. But my attitude is, I don't want to live my life like that. But I'm not just going to be, you know, cavalier. Okay, I'm going to carry my little hand sanitizer. I'm going to try to get as much sleep as I can. I'm going to hit the gym, you know, 3 or 4 days a week if I can. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to do the things.
If you can get into the gym.
And you're going to
mask. That's the thing. I don't want. And I wear my mask.
Yes.
I don't wear it on the dais because people will say, well, you don't have your mask on. I said, I won't have my mask on until someone comes up to me.
Yes.
If someone comes within 6 feet of me, I put my mask on. If I'm walking down the street, I won't wear my mask. But if I see someone, I'll give them distance. I'll just give them distance. It's, to me, these are simple things that I can do as a human being to help end the division. And let's get past this, because this is not the last one. There's going to be another one coming down the pike. We need to be better at working together. And
well, do you think this, once this election's over,
I pray,
because I can't help but think, as the media is using this and you know, they're beating us over the head with it, that
it's not going to be over.
It's not going to be over. But the heightened rabidity is rabid rabidity.
I'll take that. That's a good word.
Rabidity going to drop.
Should be a word.
No matter who wins, are they going to say, okay, if Trump won, but
we're going to be masking,
he's only got three more years.
We're going to be masking into spring. It definitely, just imagine spring. But what the sad thing is, okay, masking is not the issue. Okay, it's uncomfortable. If you look at every fashion magazine or anything like that, it's going to be part of the wardrobe, unfortunately, just as the way it is.
Right.
Masking is going to start being mandatory for some certain areas. But what's sad is like we're talking about, is really the division and the businesses and the movies and the life that we're the inside of us are beaten out because we just want to go and behave and be free like we used to be.
Right.
Okay, let's quickly go to the phones because Joe's got to run and we have another announcement we have to make. So, Tyler, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Hey, so I had a quick question for Joe. Joe, it would be great for you to clarify. We saw a message come out from the board, the Chamber of Commerce, and they're saying how basically labeling everyone that came to the meetings, the, you know, hundreds of people that came. One night, I don't know if you remember, you were up till midnight. because we had so many people there. And we saw that you were calling basically labeling everyone as bullies for coming in there trying to get the county open, get our freedoms back from this tyranny. So could you just explain what you meant by that?
Yeah, there's certainly bullying.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. There's certainly bullying going on. I didn't state, nor did I mean to state, nor do I think that everybody who came in. I understand the level of frustration. Trust me, we all share that level of frustration. We all live in this community. We all have our families here. There's a high level of frustration. But there are people that come in and just scream at you. I mean, they scream at us and they call us names, and that's bullying. And it wasn't the bulk of the people, but it certainly was people who were doing that. We had one gentleman give out Dr. Ranstrom's home address. I mean, that's bullying to me. But no, certainly not. And I'm very much in favor of keeping the chambers open and letting people come in and express their frustrations, because we all have them. I just think there's a way to do it nicely, and most people do, but not all.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot for being with
My
us
pleasure,
today.
My pleasure.
Joe's family has had a direct impact from this COVID.
Correct.
So it's not like it's skipping over people. Everybody here has been touched by COVID. So, all right. Hey, thanks a lot, Joe.
Hey, pleasure.
Let's take
Always
a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
There they go again. Labor unions and Sacramento politicians are targeting rideshare and food delivery drivers. They passed a law, and they've sued in court to take away the right of drivers to be independent contractors. It's just another power grab by Sacramento politicians. That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects the right of Californians to work as independent contractors. Yes on 22 protects hundreds of thousands of jobs. Yes on 22 protects rideshare and delivery services millions depend on. Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers and the California Taxpayers Association, the California Small Business Association, and the California Peace Officers Association. Vote yes on 22. Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Uber Technologies, Lyft, and DoorDash.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Linda Bott here. It is 7:52 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Letting people kind of like, what? Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy Maxwell and her team have been doing this since 1993. They're not novices. They're not tyros. They're into this. And Judy Maxwell will find you the insurance that protects your home, your business, and your health. It's open enrollment for health right now, health insurance right now. Talk to Judy and get the best deal. And find out what your alternatives are. Did you know that there's 32 different programs for meds and
Medicare?
And no, not Medicare, but 32 different programs for your medications under
different insurances.
Medicare. Under Medicare.
Yeah.
No. I thought, did you say Medicare?
Yeah.
I thought you said something else.
I said Medicare, but
okay,
that's all right.
Under Medicare, there's 32 different drug programs. So which is the right for you? Well, call Maxwell Insurance and Financial at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Celestina Traver again.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. You know what? This is how Mondays go for me. She had her hair pulled back, and that's probably the first time I've seen that. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, I know her. Celestina, you're here because we've got a big event Thursday.
Yes.
At Cornerstone Community Bank.
Yes. It's RABA Salute to Veterans. And this is when we raise the funds to get bus passes, $10 punch card bus passes for our veterans. And so I invite everybody to come down. It's at 6 a.m. It starts at 6 a.m. and it goes to 1. And we start so early because we want people to come by before work. So we're open. We're out there. There's going to be veterans. There's going to be jeeps and helicopters. And we're going to have all kinds of things for you.
We'll reenact the taking of Ramadi. We'll be down there Thursday. Come on by, say hello, drop off a donation, and like I said, all this goes for bus passes for our veterans. Now, the reason we need these are?
Because we need it for the bus passes for our elderly and for the people that are blind or cannot drive anymore, or for people that need to get to their doctor's appointments. Sometimes the elderly would like to get out, but they don't really have a way to get out of their house. This is a way for them to go to McConnell Foundation, to the Turtle Bay, to the Sundial Bridge, get out. It's a way to get to their appointments.
Yeah, and it's not always just for elderly either.
No,
we've got younger ones,
absolutely.
Younger that may be physically unable to drive.
Yes.
Or they could be that they just choose not to drive in town. And last year, how many bus passes did we give out?
Oh my. Well, we give out between 54 and 70 a month.
Okay.
So
for the whole year?
For the whole year. What we'd like to do is our goal is I'm able to give out one bus pass per person right now per month. My goal is to give out a couple, two or three per person per month. But it depends on how much money we raise. So right now I'm only able to give out one per month, which helps, but it's not enough. So I would like to invite other businesses to sponsor us because we could use really some more business sponsors. Cornerstone Community Bank is one of our main, actually cornerstone.
They're wonderful.
In our event.
Yes.
Yes, they sponsor us and we really appreciate that, but I'd like to invite other businesses to come about and call in and sponsor, maybe the same amount or whatever you can so that we can raise some more money so I can give out more bus passes than just one a month.
Okay. So coming down, and if you want to sponsor one of these, if you want to sponsor bus passes, anything you give will be gratefully accepted.
Absolutely.
The more that you can lean into it, the better it is. This is a tough time. This is a tough time for everybody. We've all felt the impact of COVID on our businesses.
Mm-hmm.
$10, if you can come down and just for one bus pass, $10. And if you can buy 10 bus passes, that's even better. But anything that you can give. Been saving those quarters? We take quarters and dimes and nickels.
Do.
We take it all. So.
And it's a drive-through. So it's a no-touch drive-through. So you can just drive through, drop off your donation, and keep going. And it doesn't take
much.
And
I tell you what we're going to do at our table. At our table, when we're going to be out there right in front of Cornerstone Bank, you give a donation, we're going to give you a $5 Black Bear Diner gift certificate.
That sounds great.
Oh,
Let's do that.
Wonderful.
So we're going
to
do that to everybody that comes by our table. And you've given, and then we'll run it over to you. If you've given and you just have to say KCNR, and we'll run over there and give you one. Okay? Or you can just stop by because you can just drive by us and we'll give you one.
That's
so
wonderful.
A $5 gift certificate to Black Bear Diner.
Yeah, and you'll see the flags out front. They're going to be flying along the road of
Hartnell. For the first 100. Okay, that's all I got. For the first 100. Okay. Yeah, you'll see us out there. We're on Hartnell, 192 Hartnell Avenue, and we're going to be, you know, talking this thing up during this whole time.
Absolutely.
And then talking to the people behind it. We'll have veterans out there that use it, the past, that we'll be talking to. And, again, this is to help people that need this assistance right now. And we give out 900 a year, but we'd like to give out 1,800 a year.
Absolutely.
So
thank you for being with us.
Thank
and
you.
And Celestina, thanks again for everything you do for veterans community.
You definitely have
your
a heart
emails,
for the veterans.
Your emails, your quarterly, you know.
Newsletter.
newsletter, all of that.
Thank
so,
you.
Thank you very much. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we've got Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, coming up at 8 o'clock.
When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Joe Biden is defending Dr. Anthony Fauci after President Trump suggested he dismiss the nation's top infectious disease expert after Election Day. Mr. Trump accuses Biden of wanting to force the country back into a lockdown to slow the spread. President Trump wraps up his 2020 presidential campaign today with a final burst of travel to four states. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president continues his marathon of signature campaign rallies with five more today after holding five such events yesterday. He begins with a midday rally in North Carolina before traveling to Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Mr. Trump will visit Michigan twice today, first an afternoon rally in Traverse City, followed by a late-night finale in Grand Rapids, just as he did 4 years ago on the eve of his presidential victory. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in Miami.
Last night, President Trump told supporters in Opa-locka, Florida, he'll win the Sunshine State on election night.
We're going to win my home state of Florida. And we are going to win four more years in the White House.
The president made five campaign appearances yesterday. New Hurricane Eta is quickly gaining force as it heads for Central America, threatening massive flooding and landslides across a vulnerable region. Eta had maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour and was located about 140 miles east of the Nicaragua-Honduras border. Forecasters say the storm could strengthen further and become a major hurricane before running ashore by early tomorrow, likely in Nicaragua. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 382.5 points at 26,884. The Nasdaq is up 84. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-461-8937. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-461-8937 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-461-8937 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-461-8937.
Oil prices hit a five-month low on Monday following fresh virus-induced lockdowns.
The lower oil prices reflect an expectation among traders that the latest pandemic developments in Europe will undermine demand for transport fuels. New restrictions are coming into force in Germany, and at the weekend, the British Prime Minister announced a new four-week lockdown for England. The market has also been affected by the big impending political event of the week, the election for the US presidency. Although oil prices have fallen substantially in April, when some specific prices in the U.S. fell below zero.
That's BBC correspondent Andrew Walker reporting. A brazen attack by a gunman who stormed the Kabul University has left at least 19 dead and 22 wounded in the Afghan capital. The assault sparked an hours-long gun battle on the school's campus on Monday. The Interior Ministry says all three attackers were ultimately killed in the ensuing firefight. News and analysis at townhall.com. The head of the World Health Organization says he'll self-quarantine after being identified as a contact of a person who tested positive for COVID-19.
The WHO's Tedros wrote on Twitter late Sunday that he's well and without symptoms, but will self-quarantine anyway in coming days in line with WHO protocols and work from home. The tweet did not identify who among his contacts had been infected. The UN Health Agency is based in Geneva, where cases are increasing and where tighter restrictions have been announced aimed to curb the spread of the virus. More than 1,000 new cases have been recorded each day recently in an area of just 500,000 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte has announced new national restrictions aimed at halting the increase of coronavirus cases, including closing shopping malls on the weekends, shuttering museums, and limiting movements between regions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. And phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:05 in the morning here on the 2nd of November. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. All there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm in there.
Good morning. Happy National Deviled Egg Day.
Ooh, it's National Big Orange or Orange Day. Or
color
the color
the world orange.
Orange.
Color the world orange.
Color the
and
world
guess who's
orange.
In orange this morning, Miss Runnaball Alvey.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And,
yep.
I didn't
so,
even know.
I have some orange on.
What's
I have no flowers.
What's
orange.
The what's the one you just said?
Deviled eggs.
Oh, and we love. You know what? That is. Let's just talk about quick deviled eggs. No matter where you are, even if you, it's the comeback. It's like everybody loves a deviled egg. It's old school. It works. It's fast.
And you can make them in so many different ways.
Yes. I like to put caviar on the top of mine.
Ooh, yeah.
A little
like
you're
bacon.
Way fancier than I am.
Well, I mean, it's just on some of them.
I like good old bacon.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of times I'll put the,
sounds good.
The hatch chili.
Oh, yeah.
Powder we have that my daughter sent to us. And the last one she sent was like a medium. This one she sent, she bought at a farmer's market. And let me tell you.
Different label.
It's a different label. And
way
it's
hotter.
Entirely different taste. But I like to put that on.
I actually do sometimes a little curry in the mix.
I do,
Linda,
too.
Linda,
I love that.
Linda makes great.
Love
that. Linda makes great deviled eggs.
Well, it's just, I don't know. You know how you just like maybe have one thing I can do, soup and deviled eggs. Okay, so, and I'm from a can. So, sunny today with a high of 85, overnight lows of 46. Tuesday calls for mostly sunny, high of 80s, and overnight lows tomorrow night, 48. Wednesday, sunny, 79. Wednesday night, mostly clear with 51. Now get ready on Thursday. We'll be mostly sunny at a high of 82. Now we're looking for chance of showers at a low of 46. And get this, folks. The forecast for Friday goes down to 57, yeah. 3 or 4 degrees. Friday night, 38. I don't know. I'm going to open my windows finally. Hey. Sleep with overnight windows. Hey, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And also, during the month of November, Shasta Gas Propane is taking another 10 cents off the gallon of the very discount propane for veterans and seniors. But for veterans, during the month of November, they're taking off another 10 cents per gallon. For our veterans. So big shout out again to Chuck and Judy Kinney from Shasta Gas Propane. If it's the first Monday of the month, even though that the election is tomorrow, and Rhonda offered, she says, look, tomorrow's election day. If you don't, I said, no, you know what? Frankly, we need a little, we need a little joy in our lives right now because I'm, you know, after everything that's going on, we need to know about the good things that are happening out there.
And, yeah. And
yeah.
There are a lot of them.
There are a lot of good things.
But there are a lot of people that don't want to see them, too. There's a mindset of people that are just in turmoil. And they
Yeah.
They're like junkies. You know, it's like they got to get out.
You know, this is something that we were just talking in this whole hour before you got here, and it's like this, we're really trying to remain settled. I mean, we have to be responsible. We're only responsible for ourselves.
Right.
I can't be responsible for Carl, what he posts, how he feels, how he votes. I mean, I can't be responsible for anybody, my parents, my friends. Yeah. All I can be is responsible is for my own actions. And so I choose to be kind, mm-hmm. and I try to be considerate. I'm not trying to say I'm an angel,
yeah.
because trust me, I get ticked off. But
well, whatever happened to the whole idea of, I totally understand and I totally get what's going on. I mean, I'm not sticking my head in the sand, but, you know, and you can have disdain for somebody and still have support,
yes,
right? Like,
yeah.
So at some point you have to, whatever the outcome is,
yes.
you have to absorb it.
Yeah.
You have to process it. You have to grieve or whatever it is that you might need to do. Joy, grief, because there's going to be two sides, right?
Right.
And then you have to pick yourself up from the bootstraps and you have to say, okay, how are we best going to make this next
right.
4 years happen? And,
right.
you know, so
How's
much.
How's it going to work? Yeah.
You know, if in any situation, if we were, either side was to reach out to whoever's in charge during that period of time and try to uplift and uphold and grow the things that you can believe in from that side. You know what I mean? Because there are things in the in common ground.
Yeah, there always is a common ground.
We're so busy fighting that with all the common ground is
right.
just left alone.
Well,
it's not even picked up to even try to work on.
The hatred and the visceral hatred mm-hmm. That much of this country has, and I shouldn't even say much of this country, a percentage of this country has for Trump, no matter what, no matter what, they want him to be gone. On the other hand, there's a small amount of, a smaller percentage of people or a small percentage of people that no Biden, no way. You know what? He's got dementia. You know, they say things. The vast majority of this country.
It's cruel.
The 80% of this country is going to take this election in stride. They're just going to take it in stride, and they're going to move forward from it.
Mm-hmm.
Biden wins, he's my president. Obama was my president. Trump is my president. And if Biden wins, he's my president. I may not agree with some of the things he wants to do, but if that's the case, then we replace the, we put a Congress in there, a House of Representatives, and a Senate that can fight that.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is...
You have to suck it up for 4 years.
Yeah, you just...
try again.
But you have to move forward with this. We're a nation that has a sea change, a massive sea change, could have it every 4 years.
Yep.
And we just, what we do? We suck it up and we keep moving forward.
Yep.
I just hope that happens if either side wins.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right.
So with that, well,
go to happy times.
Now we've solved the problem.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, Rhonda.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have a beautiful store. We have people who are making beautiful gifts and beautiful creative pieces, and that's a great way to heal your heart, to be able to extend oneself in positive energy, and that's all in the Enjoy store. And of course, we're here to talk about the magazine. Your 100. I was talking about this on the, with my girlfriend in Greece, and she's going to be looking at the
Greece.
Yeah, she went through the two islands over from the earthquake. We were talking about the articles, and please look at the Enjoy. TheMagazine.com online, issue 170, and that means 170 issues that you guys have put out through the years. How many years now?
14 years doing the magazine.
And you think about, you've gone through recessions, through high times, you've gone through COVID, you've gone through, all of these,
yeah.
and you still put out a quality magazine every month, and it is quality.
And out of all that, I think COVID's the one that I hate the most.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, but I will say that, can we give you a big compliment? We mean this, and we're so happy that you've decided, because it's an honor that you partner with us, and that you guys have kept your heart through. You know, that's all you can do is, like I talked about it earlier, you kept your heart for the communities that you represent. You kept your heart for the artists and artisans, if you will, that, that provide product that you sell. And I commend you. I think you guys deserve a big old gold medal for being able to come on the show once a month. And you said, now, I remember the email or the text saying, now, you know, it's close to election. You want, yes, we want you on because this balances our life.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Thank you.
We need to shop for Christmas.
And we appreciate the kind words because, you know what, sailing a steady course can be treacherous.
This has been difficult. I mean, this magazine, when COVID hit, we weren't sure what was going to happen, you know, because we lost a lot of advertisers, a lot of businesses closed. And right now we're kind of battling with distribution because some of the businesses are closed or they're not getting as many people in, so the magazines aren't being picked up. So it's been frustrating.
So we keep having to reinvent.
Yeah. So, you know? But we're still doing it, and I'm just, and it's growing again. So, you
right.
know, every month it seems like it's getting, you know, we have to bump up 8 pages at a time. So the last 3 months, it's bumped up 8 pages each time. So,
wow.
So that's good.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, you have to kind of take.
Well, we're getting a lot of feedback from the advertisers for a couple reasons. One, we seem to get a lot of feedback that, you know, truly the advertising works for them. It's helping to draw and drive people into their stores, but also, you know, they realize that it's such a solid part of the community and it does bring joy. Mm-hmm. And so we have people saying, you know, it's tight for us right now, but we still need to advertise, especially now because
yes.
we're fighting, everybody's
yes.
fighting for limited dollars.
Right.
But also when we're, you know, as we pay for our advertising, we realize what we're doing is mm-hmm. supporting a big part mm-hmm. of the heart of our community that continues to share the joy. And so that in itself, they say, is worth it. So we just have been felt really blessed from those types of words.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break on those notes. And I look at it like this is the joyful train. Are you going to hop on the joyful train? Because that's what we're going to be talking about here in the next hour with Rhonda Ball, Alvi, and James Masada, founders, co-creators, the everything of Enjoy the magazine and Enjoy the Store. We're talking about the store when we get back to. Really want to hear about all the good stuff that's happening.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, another good thing that's a part of our community, a great business. A Reading Home Helpers is helping people for 16 years. Sharon Clark started this business on her, literally on her kitchen table. And it has grown to be probably the premier home assistance company in all of Northern California, maybe more. They've expanded during the COVID crisis because so many people need more help. And if you've been ever thought about becoming one of her amazing caregivers, this is the time to do it. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. They're looking for full-time or part-time. And it's a great place to work. And she makes sure that everybody is so well-trained before they come to any of the houses out there. Any one of her people, she would welcome into her own home. So, Reading Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of ships and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Hi, I'm Stephen Bell, and I'm running to represent the communities of Shasta Lake, Lakehead, Lewiston, Hayport, and the entire Trinity County on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. I believe education benefits everyone. It empowers you to accomplish your dreams, to provide for yourself and your family, and is a stepping stone to greater economic success. Make your vote count and help me with starting the change for better education. Thank you.
There they go again. Labor unions and Sacramento politicians are targeting rideshare and food delivery drivers. They passed a law, and they've sued in court to take away the right of drivers to be independent contractors. It's just another power grab by Sacramento politicians. That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects the right of Californians to work as independent contractors. Yes on 22 protects hundreds of thousands of jobs. Yes on 22 protects rideshare and delivery services millions depend on. Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers and the California Taxpayers Association, the California Small Business Association, and the California Peace Officers Association. Vote yes on 22. Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Uber Technologies, Lyft, and DoorDash.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 Amateur Talk Radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and it's 54 degrees out there. Going up to an 84 today, tomorrow 81, and Wednesday 81. There's maybe a slight chance for clouds tomorrow, but no reason at all not to vote if you haven't voted. Going down.
We're
going
to be voting tomorrow.
Vote.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. All right.
Can anybody identify the song she just played?
Walking on Sunshine.
By
the Pointer Sisters.
Katrina.
And the Waves.
Yes.
Good
thank
girl.
You.
Okay.
My era.
I was going to say, well, you're a music person.
Well,
so
it's
I was
my
expecting
era.
You.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's been like a different
I
era.
Love music. That kind of, I love people.
Hey,
like, James Suzette. I'm like, blah, 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 blah,
oh, yeah. Well, good. All right. Welcome. In case you're wondering who that voice is, you're just tuning in. That's James Masada. And we're here as well with Rhonda Ball, Alvi, of, Enjoy. Now, you guys have been here at 8:22 in the morning. Let's talk about the magazine, the 170th edition of The Mountains Are Calling. Are you ready to
and
go?
And I must go. That's a famous. Well, we have to just, call out the elephant in the room here. No disrespect, Carl.
Better be
on page 17 in our town, this a lovely feature that we've been doing for quite some time where we just reach out to random individuals throughout the North State to give us kind of a shout out of what it is that makes us love where we live. Mr. Carl Bott is our feature this month. And look at you, you sex kitten, you.
You know, it was, I never got to proofread this article, or not proofread, but like, hey, honey, what do you think about this? So I read it the first time opening up the magazine, and it just warmed my heart.
It was so, and same here, when I got it, it was like, this is really sweet.
You know, it just epitomizes the love for this area and the people, and I just love his heart in reading this. So, go
on,
you guys.
Is this done like a professional book? Did you pen somebody to write it for you?
No. It was just something that when I started, first of all, I was honored. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, and, you know, this November, of course, is Veterans Day and all this. Mm-hmm. And you've got a number of articles in here about that, which so many of us appreciate. And it was, frankly, it was easy writing this because when you just kind of, like, let people know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I have such great hopes. And I don't get upset about people getting, you know, snarky with each other on Facebook or other things, because I firmly believe that Reading is a kind of town that pulls together when it needs to. Plus, this whole area up here, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, but just the North State, is just a beautiful place to live. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine, with all the things going on, and there's so many things, of leaving Reading. Mm. So,
yeah,
it was easy to write.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate
it was really nice.
It was. And we've heard a lot of good feedback.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah. So that's a nice thing. So
well, thank
check
you.
It out, page 17. So, again, this is our November issue. It's issue 170. I can't even believe that. And we have an article, obviously, that ties in a little bit to the front, which is The Mountains Are Calling and I Must Go. And it's another one of Kimberly Bonet's stories, which I always like because I like, and I say this every single month, I like the way she writes and how she breaks things down. She like compares them to things where she gives you lots of variety and choices. But this talks about John Muir, who is the person that like penned that saying and how it's a legacy now and people use it on and on. But it's called Peak Performance, Lessons from the Mountains. And she basically breaks it down. It's a whole article talking about how mountains can be incorporated into our life and how they kind of inspire us and they're kind of alive in themselves and can give us direction. So she's broken a whole article down and she's given all these different headings, like mountains are incredibly metaphoric for our life. Mountains make us stop and take notice. Mountains are not afraid of a challenge.
Right.
And she writes about something in that about our lives through each one of those little headings. Mountains are made of good stuff. Mountains remind us to plan for the unexpected. Mountains remind us to that we have not our I can't even see. I'm looking with one
We're
eye.
Never far from danger.
Never far from danger. Sorry, I'm looking. The mic is in one eye, and I'm like my glasses are freaking out. So anyway, this is just a really good read. And again, like I said, I always love how she writes and how
this is a beautiful article.
It is a wonderful article.
Big shout out for Kimberly Bonet.
Mountains remind us. Let me say this over.
So I'm like,
mountains remind us to be responsible for ourselves. Under that, the rule when you're hiking is that you pack it in, you pack it out. So these little italics, and then underneath them, the mountains don't require us to be talkative, sociable, or engaging. They don't require perfection. They allow us to be quiet, introspective, and perfectly imperfect. That's what we need to hear right now, folks.
Yep.
Allow us to be perfectly imperfect as we need to be.
Sure.
Like you're checking, spot checking when you go to the mountains. Like, where am I? You're in this beautiful element of just a creation.
Mm-hmm. I always love it when I go to the mountains and I hear the wind blow through the trees and it makes that noise.
Yeah.
I almost feel like it's blowing through you, right? Like
yeah.
The sound is like there's like vibration in the sound.
Yes.
And it's just kind of like ultrasounding.
Yes.
Right through your whole body.
Yes.
Just blowing you away, all the crap.
Does if you let it do that.
Yeah.
And then when you stand out there in the middle of a meadow, when you're surrounded by the mountains,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, you want to, you know, you want to, you know, start singing The Sound of Music, but you do want to.
I do.
Well, maybe we should. I know
I'm
every time we go out
what,
there, I do it until Linda stops.
I can't get into my dress. This added darn belly just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
But it's a beautiful article. I recommend anybody that just wants to, you know, take a look at why mountains can be such a good reference point for us.
And isn't it funny how people are all different, too? You have people that are land people, right? And then you have people that
yeah.
has to happen at the sea,
right.
out on the water.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they stand out there looking at the ocean.
Yeah.
Or they're
the
on a boat
feeling.
In the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, that is so cool, and there's a part of that that just literally terrifies me.
Yeah. Well, now let me ask you about, as we're going through, because I was at the store and bought a thank you basket for somebody who did something really kind for us.
Yes, you did.
Had some hats, and I'm a hat girl.
Yep.
And the hats were made in Red Bluff by a specific female artist.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have more in stock?
I have a couple, and then we have, like I was telling you, because they're made by hand, it's a slow process, so we don't get a lot of them. I think we have a few left. There's an ad for the store that says falling for handcrafted felt hats and leather bags. So we do have a few of the green felt hats, and we're hoping for a couple of champagne and blush that she's working on.
Yes.
It's a kind of one-size-fits-all because she just has standard, but they are slightly different.
Are they crushable? Or not?
No, they're just beautiful, but they're beautiful. What's cool?
It's crushable.
Crushable means is that, you know, if you, you know, it'll maintain its shape.
Oh, you could, I'm sure, if you
kind of, you know, if you roll it up.
If you steamed it or something, yeah.
But the beautiful thing about it, I went in and I tried the hat on, and what I'm going to do now that I know, you can stick a foam rubber thing and then fit it, you know, you can fit a hat if it's too big for you.
Put newspaper in the
whatever.
That's what my mom used to do. I could wear the same hat for 4 years.
Yeah, but the fact that it's made locally, and they're beautiful.
And
they're gorgeous, you know, and they're so reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now everybody's going to buy them today, so I better get in there. I would say that.
Better move down there right now.
Yeah.
You know,
the green hat, too.
Yeah, it's
a
beautiful, dark,
who
dark gets,
who wears
green.
A hat? I mean, I've been to Nordstrom's lately. Yes, I masked up, but there were no green hats. They were black and gray. So, there you go.
Very cool. So we have another great story here, exploring more, because there's a lot about mountains. This is the California Adventure District CAD article that Nigel Skeet brings to us. And it's Explore More, 24 Hours in the Wilderness. And this just basically is a whole other article about getting out, you know what I mean? We have so much around us that we go to, and they're just traditional spots that everybody visits. And this one's talking about taking the time to execute your outdoor activity and actually really going to some places where, you know, this is to fulfill that I don't want to see another human being kind of
out, you know? Right.
So
just connect with yourself.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. Yeah. And I'm going to clarify, when I was at Nordstrom's, I was visiting my mom and we were makeup shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want you to think I was down there buying something I couldn't get the Enjoy Store.
I love Nordstrom's.
Because I'm all about shopping local, honey.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
I know.
I'm taking my F-150 truck down there because there's a couple of chips in the windshield that I need to get fixed. And
always.
You know what? There's not a better place in town for you to go to than Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Dave Wurst is the owner. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He's been to a number of schools. He guarantees his work for life. It doesn't get any better than that. He doesn't take chances with your safety or your family's safety. You can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. And you think, well, I've got a crack in my windshield. Well, he can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. Where he fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield back in 2007, and it's never gotten any bigger. And I can't say much more than that. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. It's 54 degrees out there, and 8:32 in the morning.
Stones on its way to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Paid for by Adam McElveen for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElveen, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council.
I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I am Steve Morgan, and I am running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Dueling musicals.
And so you ask, well, how did that one get in there? Because that came from Paint Your Wagon. That was filmed up in Oregon, up in the mountains in Oregon. And that was the only, I think, Clint Eastwood sang something about I talk to the trees.
Yes.
Don't listen to me.
You know, he really is a singer, musician, / composer in real life.
But not at that point in his life. Anyway, but that came from that movie. Okay, hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We will be there Thursday for the Salute to Veterans from RABA, where we're going to be taking donations to help get bus passes for our veterans that can't drive, but they can use the bus. It's their way of transportation and all of this. And Cornerstone Community Bank is a major sponsor of that, which doesn't surprise me because they are a community-oriented community bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com and experience how they moved local dreams forward. We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store and Magazine, and we're going through the magazine as we do at the first Monday of each month. And this next article is about...
From Sea to Shining Sea, Shasta's Division Naval Sea Cadet Corps.
Oh, wonderful.
You see these kids in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
You know?
I love to see all these kids that are in these different groups that are... And they go to school dressed in their uniforms. And, you know, and there's a lot of really great ones here in Shasta County. And my sons, you know, my twins just graduated this last year. And one of my son's friends, I think there's like four of them, they were all in the fire academy.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they come to school in their fire gear and do all that stuff. And now they're all working like crazy this year. I mean, I think they got their money's worth this year alone fighting fires. But, yeah, I mean, this is a really cool thing. It talks about a lady here in town who had a 15-year-old and a younger child, you know, and their kind of one of those families that has the gift of wanting to structure and plan. And her oldest son said that he thought he wanted to be in the military or some type of service, like the Coast Guard or something. And it just so happens that we have this really great Naval Sea Corps that's here. And so she's like, she heard it from a friend and got her son involved. And then now her 11-year-old's even involved because he thinks he wants to be a Marine. But, you know, there's no commitment, but it just really teaches these kids great structure and, you know, discipline, and gives them the taste of what it's going to be like for them. And, you know, she talks about there's no worse time to realize that you don't want to be in the military when you're in boot camp.
You know? It's too late.
So, yeah.
It's too late when you're laying there at attention at night in your rack singing the Marine Corps hymn.
Yeah. You know what I love about this story is I've had two people say, I never even heard of that, and my son would be really interested in doing that, or my daughter would be interested in doing that. So, so that's what I love about this magazine is that it does.
It brings out things that people don't see, like the Naval Sea Cadet Corps that we have here. They're there to do the colors during ceremonies. Of course, during the ceremonies and the events have kind of dropped off since COVID.
Yeah, right.
But, but this is a super group of young men and women. Yeah, I've gotten to know some of them. And it is so true. You want to learn more about the military. And speaking of, we have friends. You had an article in here about one of our lawyers in town. He was in the service. Now both of his sons are in the service, and we have a good friend, Mike Huber. That both of his sons are in the service, and they're doing great. One's in nuclear engineering, and the other one is part of an organization we can't mention.
I will. No, just sorry.
They were on our cover.
Yeah. They were, yeah.
The first year we were doing, or second year, year two.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You know, and then we have friends, too, the Dorays, that have a son that's already signed up to go. He's a senior this year, so as soon as he's done, he'll be going to the Air Force. And then his older brother is already been in the Air Force now a couple of years, and he was my oldest boy's good friend and classmate, and he's also in the Air Force doing really well. He's in command of one of the big airships, so he has a whole team that he works. He just got released from, or he was stationed in, oh my gosh, what's one of the teeny little Rhode Arab Island. Countries? No, Arab, like Qatar. He was just in Qatar. And now he's back. He's on the Eastern Seaboard, and he shows up to Reading today. So he's here, going to be here for a few, I guess maybe a few days or a week or so. So we're really excited to go see him.
Great.
Yeah. So
super.
Yeah. So
well, you know what? This is a time.
Military families are in are cool.
Well, you know what? This is a time to also, you know, November 11th is Veterans Day. Yeah. November 10th is the Marine Corps birthday, and every year we've had a very large gathering of people at Wind River, very large gathering of people where we celebrate the Marine Corps birthday, and this year's the first year we're not.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Isn't that like this year's the first for a lot of non-things?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I just was looking on the news the other day. They're pretty much telling us they don't want us to even have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you'd like to help celebrate the Marine Corps birthday, you can bring me down a shot of Jack Daniels. And I tell you what, I will stand here and we will sing the Marine Corps hymn and have our shot. And make sure you're one of the first 10, however.
So you get two birthdays a year.
I'll drive you.
Yeah, make sure you do it. You know, it can be between 7 and 9. In the morning on November 10th, but make sure you're like in the first 10, because after 10, I who knows what I'll be singing or standing or just kind of sitting here.
Is there a signature shot or is it just whatever?
It's you know,
beginning with Jack Daniels.
It starts with Jack Daniels, any type of bourbon, but I've been known to drink tequila, vodka.
Because I'll bring the 151. That's what.
Whoa! Now I was just getting ready to say rum. I'm not sure, but you know
we'll
what?
We'll have a lot if of water you, back. Water back. Water back.
If it's you though, James, I will take a shot.
I'm a big wuss. I have a diet Coke.
Yeah. Back. Oh my God.
Okay, moving on.
What do you got for us, Rhonda? Do you got somebody?
Well, you have some great recipes. I'm looking at these recipes and going, oh, my gosh.
I think there's like three in this.
You've got like the puff pastry. I'm going to do that because that's like a no-brainer.
That's the kiss? Is that the keep it simple, stupid, keep your holiday appetizer busy?
Yeah.
Who's that, Terry Olson?
That's my brother. Really? He actually is a editor. So and he helped us start Enjoy Magazine when
really?
We
he was
started.
Our first editor. Yeah. He was a he's a bigwig. He's nothing to MSNBC.
Wow.
Big stuff. Yeah.
He worked for NBC. Yeah.
That's cool. Then you also have one that's Rosemary Chicken and Potatoes with Lemon and Garlic. That's what's beautiful about you. Always have something in the back and beautiful pictures, always wonderful articles, great recipes. Again, stuff that's in the store. Mm-hmm. And okay, can we, before we take this break, we've got 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When I went in the store, you have a line that is called Redding.
Yes, so it is not launched yet, but it will be before the holidays. And this is a line that we as a company have established and are been working with, are working for a couple of years and finally got our act together this year. So, we are launching it's called Redding Goods Company, and we finally got our trademark and registration and all that stuff. So we're working on it. So we're creating our own line of goods where we're working with local and regional artisan food companies to provide us with the products, and it's going to be packaged under the Redding Goods brand. So people can send local regional fare anywhere they want to friends and family that have the Redding name on it to kind of champion Redding again once again with another new cool way
positive
of
thing.
Showing
positive.
That we have great stuff. So we'll be launching a small line right before the holidays. It'll consist of an olive oil, a beautiful 25-year aged balsamic. We will have a couple different flavored pistachios. We're going to have a dark and medium roast coffee, whole beans. We'll have a couple of homemade jams. So this is a line that will continue to build out and be very well-rounded, but those are the things that we'll be launching with. So you could put together a little beautiful basket of Redding Goods companies products.
That.
Yeah, we're super excited about that. We've been trying to – we have so many things that we've been wanting to work on, but there's only – Rhonda and I do everything.
which is a label that's been created specifically for this line. So
yeah,
When you look at it, like when you see Enjoy, you know that that's the Enjoy magazine, the Enjoy the Empire, we call it, the Enjoy the store. But inside of the Enjoy is this Redding specifically with the label and everything for that.
Yep.
Okay, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You don't have to worry about catching anything there except a great haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's they work on appointments, disposable drapes that go over you, mask, et cetera, et cetera. They take care of your health. They want to make sure that customers keep coming back. They work on appointments at 244-9478 is the phone number. And it is man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Sugar, butter, flour. My hands look take the sugar and butter from the pantry. I add the flour to begin what I am hoping to start. And then it's down with the recipe and bake some hard work. Sugar.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
There they go again. Labor unions and Sacramento politicians are targeting rideshare and food delivery drivers. They passed a law. And they've sued in court to take away the right of drivers to be independent contractors. It's just another power grab by Sacramento politicians. That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects the right of Californians to work as independent contractors. Yes on 22 protects hundreds of thousands of jobs. Yes on 22 protects rideshare and delivery services millions depend on. Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers and the California Taxpayers Association, the California Small Business Association, and the California Peace Officers Association. Vote yes on 22. Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms. Small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Uber Technologies, Lyft, and DoorDash.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
We do the gobble gobble. We do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble. We do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And what we do is we challenge Ashley and all the rest of the producers. I want a song that's got gobble gobble in it.
She
looks at me
job.
And she runs in the other room. One day I wanted
Brooke. She finds it.
I wanted one on cauliflower. I just said cauliflower, and she found one. Did you know there's a song about cauliflower? There is.
But you couldn't understand they said cauliflower. It's kind of like the way that they, anyway.
But it was cauliflower.
So we're going to talk about what
we're
do you do
with
the.
Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Store.
And what do you do with our vegetarians? Because we have them in our family as well, and they bring their own dishes when it comes to.
You have respectful vegetarians.
Yeah, they are. And they bring their own dishes, and they'll eat potato, the mashed potatoes, but they won't do the turkey. And so now you've got a very interesting article called The Unturkey, A Very Vegan Thanksgiving.
Pretty interesting.
Well, but it is.
When the writer proposed the story, I was like, really? How do you do that? Because how do you not have turkey on Thanksgiving? But this is a group of people that, this is a woman who actually started getting together with other vegans mm-hmm. and... You know, just having a potluck and people bring meals. And so last year they had a unturkey Thanksgiving and the writer actually went and he was pretty blown away and really loved the food. So, but they use a lot of different ingredients, and they make food that they claim tastes like, you know, what we think Thanksgiving
meals. There's some really good vegan meals.
It's a,
yeah.
It's
absolutely.
A turkey.
Yeah.
Vegetarian turkey, Verkey.
So
they make the turkey out of mashed potatoes and and spray it with brown stuff. It's gravy, but you know what? Gravy, you can't use anything. You can't use eggs.
Or butter or milk.
Or butter or milk. Anything
this,
like that.
I'm sorry, did this say vegetarian or vegan?
Well, there's a difference, yeah. Obviously. But, yeah, because vegetarian, you can...
Have some dairy.
Yeah,
this
some
is vegan.
Yeah, but
this is
that's,
vegan,
that's
which, total. Which is
and,
no...
And you know what?
Nothing.
A lot of people do
milk.
This.
Butter.
Somebody that I know and you all know went vegan and lost something like 30 pounds. Yeah, just going vegan.
Well, that's because you're starving to death.
Well, that could be. But I know a lot of vegan people that don't look like they've been starving because they're into the pastas and all this. And this is their main dish is something that's pasta related.
Mm-hmm. According to just quotations, I did this because of animal rights. She says, I didn't expect my health to get better, but my weight stopped fluctuating and I felt better physically. According to, for her husband, he entered this strange new world 6 years ago, already suffering from colitis and digestion problems. Over the period of about a year, her symptoms faded away, which surprised her as well as his.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And there's tofu turkey. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all types of different things out there.
Well, and then there's this whole craze now that everything, they figured out how to make everything out of, that's not meat. The impossible, incredible burgers, the sausages. I mean, I saw them in the store. They're everywhere. It's like, you look at it, and it's like,
if you've ever tried the sausages, they taste like.
No, I've had the impossible burger. It was great.
Yeah.
I have never heard of seitan. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
And it's something that they use instead of meat. And it's so funny because there's a recipe in this and that calls for that. And Michelle, the publisher, and I were having a conversation about the layout. And she said, what is seitan? And I said, I've never heard of it. I don't know what it is. And she went to the grocery store that night and she took a picture. She found some at the grocery store and took a picture. She says, oh, here it is.
Seitan in a can.
Well, so here you have a full, like a menu that... with a beef bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
Yeah, and
that's
just one. But it shows a full plate of what looks really yummy. And then doesn't she meet once a month?
They meet once a month at the Brew, which is downtown.
Yeah, great little place. One thing I have to, I mean, this is just me because I always find things funny in my head, right? Okay, so why, if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, Well, maybe it's because you just are making a conscious choice. So, I mean, I know the answer kind of in a way, but I always find it funny that genre of food eating is always trying to figure out ways to make food taste like meat or look like meat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To trick you and they're like, oh, we're having a vegan turkey. It's like, what? Just make a dish.
And seitan is a high protein vegetarian food made from cooked wheat gluten.
Oh.
And tastes like meat when you cook it.
Well, you better not be gluten intolerant then, huh?
Yeah.
Could you imagine that you gluten bomb?
And then it talks about one of the women that came to the vegan unturkey night or dinner brought she purchased a vegan ham. Mm. I wonder what that was. It doesn't say what was in it, but.
I would imagine it has to be.
Why would you call it ham?
Well, if you're interested in it, though, if you pick up a Joy...
Page 41.
Or go online, you will be able to find out the dates they meet, and it would be very interesting to take part. Find out, because we all have people in our family that are vegan and or gluten intolerant.
And this is kind of like a support group, It's just a bunch
vegan.
Of people.
Vegan. sorry, again, find something funny in my head. They're vague, yes.
Yes.
You can dress him up.
Yeah, that's true.
I love it because he does have a wicked sense of humor. So you could say,
it's hard for me to go through life all day long without laughing at everything.
Yeah, well, you almost have to. What? In today's atmosphere of today, you've got to find things to laugh about. And some people just take it wrong, some of the things I say. But, I say something that is totally, totally, tongue-in-cheek, and 99 people that read it and put comments about it, but there's always one that goes, oh.
It's literal.
No. They're literal.
Yeah.
They take it literally.
Totally
and I'm
literal.
like voting five times. Everybody else is laughing, and one person says, did you vote five times?
They're right.
And I went back and said, that was yesterday. Now it's six.
I thought you said it's a felony or
It is
against the law to vote more than one.
It is, you just took it seriously.
Well, I mean, somebody did in your one of your posts.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So, real quick, too, before we go,
yes,
you were talking about going online, finding those vegan recipes and things you can do. That's great. But in this issue, we have a double page spread in the very back that talks about, holy moly. We have spent, the pandemic has forced us to go into complete change all the time. And we have done that, and we are now completely and totally reworked our entire digital format for our magazine. So
great.
There's a whole section of things now that you can engage with, enjoy, not just from reading articles, but from a whole advertising perspective, from digital advertising, social media, vlogging. I mean, you name it, we have...
Online shopping.
We have done it. Online shopping, yeah. So
event calendars.
Check it out. It's amazing.
You know, wow. Event calendars are a lot easier to do. You know, if you just remember on our front window, we'd have posters of everything.
Galore, yep.
That's been empty.
So is ours.
It's been empty for weeks or months.
Months. Yeah.
Anyway. And we don't have events in our magazine anymore.
Because there are none.
There are none. I mean, there's a few, yeah, but...
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a wake-up kind of a hello thing right there.
Okay.
Well, you guys, it's always great to have you here. Final thoughts in this November season. Let's start with you, Rhonda.
Final thoughts. Well, Thanksgiving is here, and I'm looking forward to spending the day with my daughters and their kids. And we have been getting together, so and I know that they're very careful, and we're very careful. So that's what we're going to do. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And James?
Yeah, Thanksgiving's great. I'm just, my prayers are for everybody to just find peace during the holiday season and not forget their, not forget, you know, what the season is about, and to be able to put their emotions aside and still find time to celebrate with friends and family and strangers or whoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd just like to remind everybody, tomorrow, if you haven't voted, is the day you vote. And this is, you should always vote. I don't care who you vote for. But do our nation a favor and get involved.
Great.
Linda?
Same with you. We're looking forward to tomorrow, filling out our ballots tonight and walking in tomorrow and get our I Voted sticker and